This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The U.S. government is considering a new tactic in its effort to track the financing of terrorist groups. It's developing a plan that could allow the government access to millions of international bank records for wire transfers. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The proposal grew out of the intelligence reform bill Congress passed last December. It calls for the Treasury Department to consider rules to require financial institutions to share certain cross-border wire transactions to stem money laundering and terrorism. Even before 9/11, the financial industry was required to report currency transactions over $10,000 and other transactions thought to be suspicious. The plan now being discussed could create a whole new database, one for certain wire transactions the government thinks might be relevant on terrorist financing. Bill Fox, who heads the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, said the operative word here is could, not will. He told NPR nothing has been settled and might not be for several years.
To be very candid with you, we're just beginning to study this issue.
Fox said the Treasury Department is trying to balance a flood of concerns in devising a plan. How would the government protect people's privacy and civil liberties? How would it minimize the burden on banks and other financial institutions? And how much information can the government really handle?
The secret here, and this is where the balance we're going to try to strike, is that you want to be able to capture the right type of information without capturing everything. Capturing everything isn't good for us because you spend an awful lot of time then sort of separating the wheat from the chaff, if you will, and it's also not good for a lot of other reasons. So that's why I think this study is critical.
Even at the preliminary stage, there are doubters. Charles Intriago is publisher of MoneyLaundering.com and the newsletter Money Laundering Alert. He's not convinced the government has used the data it already requires banks to turn over. Now, he says, the government wants them to turn over more.
We want to lock up terrorists, and you're not going to do it. You're going to spend a lot of money and divert people's attention by requiring a bunch of forms when the government still has not explained what utility they have made of the hundreds of thousands of forms that they already get.
But Jody Meyer says if it is crafted right, he thinks the proposal could truly help the government stop terrorists. Myers was formerly the senior official on terrorist finance in the Bush White House.
You know, we've been at this now in a fairly serious way since September 11th. And the effort is still kind of rough around the edges, and the government has tried but failed to develop meaningful indicators or profiles of terrorist financing.
Meyer says this data could let the government test out leads on possible terrorists with a name, a place, a P.O. box. But he says that's only if the government figures out a way to filter the data and to deal with all the civil liberties and privacy concerns. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.